Lord Jesus, I worship you. I adore you. I just want to give you the praise, God. In your scriptures, it says that they saw you and they worshiped you. And Lord Jesus, I just want to see you, Lord. I want anyone listening to see you and to just be refilled, to be refreshed by your presence, God. Available to us all day. We don't have to thirst. You're a living fountain of water all day for us. That you're all we need. All we need, Jesus. And you, Lord, we will lift up forever and ever. God, I pray that anyone listening would be filled with your presence. That this message would be filled with your presence, God. That you would supernaturally just speak out in this message, God. And to show and point people towards yourself, Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the bread of life, the bread that came down from heaven, the resurrection and the life, the good shepherd, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega. Jesus, let people see you and lift you up. In your name I pray, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. And if you're interested in subscribing to these podcast audio booths, you can, on any iTunes search, you can put Michael Ryan's Booze. You can do this on an iPhone, an iPod, an iPad, or you can just simply go to a computer in your iTunes and just put Michael Ryan's Booze. I'm going to be in Psalms 73, and I'm going to be reading that whole psalm and from the message form. And I think the psalm is a blessing. I think it's really going to be a blessing for you. And I'm choosing to use this translation of the message, or rather this presentation, because I think it just gets across to you plainly what Jesus Christ. So let's jump right in. No doubt about it, God is good. Good to good people. Good to the good-hearted, but I nearly missed it. Missed seeing his goodness. I was looking the other way, looking up to the people at the top, envying the wicked who have made it, who haven't made, who have nothing to worry about, not a care in the whole wide world. Pretentious with arrogance, they wear the latest fashions and violence, pampered and overfed, decked out in silk bows of silliness. They jeer using words to kill. They bully their way with words. They're full of hot air, loud mouths, disturbing the peace. People actually listen to them. Can you believe it? Like thirsty puppies, they lap up their words. What's going on here? Is God out to lunch? Nobody's tending the store? The wicked get by with everything. They have it made, piling up riches. I've been so stupid to play by the rules. What has it gotten me? A long run of bad luck, that's what. A slap in the face every time I walk out the door. If I'd have given in and talked like this, I would have betrayed your dear children. Still, when I tried to figure it out, all I got was a splitting headache. Until I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I saw the whole picture. The slippery road you've put them on, with the final crash in a ditch of delusions. In the blink of an eye, disaster. A blind curve in the dark, and nightmare. We wake up and rub our eyes. Nothing. There's nothing to them. And there never was. When I was beleaguered and bitter, totally consumed by envy, I was totally ignorant, a dumb ox in your very presence. I'm still in your presence, but you've taken my hand. You wisely and tenderly lead me, and then you bless me. You're all I want in heaven. You're all I want on earth. When my skin sags and my bones get brittle, God is rock firm and faithful. Look, those who left you are falling apart. Deserters, they'll be heard from it. They'll never be heard from again. But I'm in the very presence of God, Jesus Christ. Oh, how refreshing it is. I've made Jesus Christ my home. Jesus, I'm telling the world what you do. Again, this is Psalm 73. in the message. Friends, this is the good word here. It really is the good word. It really is. If you've been alive for longer than just 10 years, you'll realize that people who are wicked, people who don't follow the rules, they get what they want. People who follow the rules seem to get lost in the dust. Everyone knows the expression, the good guy finishes last. I mean, it's so thick in our culture that to be a bad boy, to be the person who's tough, doesn't need God, does it on their own, does it in their own strength, they're the ones that get all the glory. I mean, look at the movies. Look at the movies. I mean, you got all these movies coming out that glorify the robbers, the smooth, clever, attractive robbers who get all the women and they have the money and they're just so cool. Not one mention of God, not one mention of glory. You look at the people who are on top, people who are famous and being celebrated, not one mention of God. Not one mention about holy living and looking towards Jesus Christ. Yet people who are in the church, people who give their lives to believing in God, they suffer through things. They suffer through marriages that are difficult. They suffer through falling down to temptations and lust and cravings and addictions. Bitter, depression, sadness. Trying to figure out how to trust God for this financial deliverance or that financial help. And it's like, why? What's the point? I mean, come on now. I mean, this is real stuff. This is real stuff here. And I love this song because it's bringing out serious realities that were going on then. And guess what, friends? They're going on now. They're going on now. The answer is this. The answer is this. It's in verse 17. All these things going on. I mean, there's even a point where the author questions why he even is serving God in the first place. What's the fruit of me even serving God? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why even serve God? Why even do the right thing? Why even go to church? Why even pick up my Bible? Why even pray? Why even go fellowship? Why deny my flesh? Why pick up my cross? Have you ever asked yourself a question like that? I know I have. But friends, let me tell you this. And this every time will save you. Every time will refresh you. Every time this will deliver you. And here it is. And verse 17, all these things were flashing to the psalmist's minds until I entered the sanctuary of Jesus. Until I entered the sanctuary of Jesus. Friends, that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. I just want to tell you that the way that you deal with these kind of things, the way you deal with the troubles of your flesh, the difficulties of this world, feeling like things are unfair, feeling overwhelmed by your thoughts, feeling overwhelmed by your anxieties, feeling overwhelmed by the fact that people are prospering who do you wrong, who do wrong, the way you enter that is not by trying to figure it out. It's not by running away from God. It's not by trying to get these theological answers. It's not. Here's the way. Get in on the presence of Jesus Christ. Get in on the presence of Jesus Christ. Get in on the presence of Jesus Christ. Please. This is your refresher. This is your mind changer. This will change your perspective of life. Whatever it is that you're going through right now, if you're down and you're out, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the answer. If you have a friend, a family member who is down and out, the presence of Jesus Christ in their life is the answer. Pray for that. Minister that to them. Jesus Christ is what they need. Jesus Christ is alive. When he gets in you, he makes you to see all these things. He causes you to get the whole picture. He says, I saw the whole picture. I mean, it's so important. It's so important to be in on the presence of Jesus Christ. He lives in you. If you've believed on him, if you've accepted the gospel, he lives on you, and he will give you the clarity of thinking. He will give you the clarity of thought. You don't have to come to him righteous. You don't have to come to him holy. You don't have to come to him emotionally connected. You don't have to come to him fired up, but he will fire you up. He will produce holiness. He will produce connection. He will produce righteousness. He will perfect you. He will give you the right thinking that you need, but it's only in his presence. It's only in his presence. Just be continually with the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes hold of your right hand. Do you believe that? Have you ever experienced Jesus Christ, God, taking your hand and walking you through a situation? I mean, it's better than being delivered from the situation. Because you're with the Lord. You're with the Lord. There's a lot of people who, they feel as though healing is actually getting delivered from it. And praise the Lord, he's merciful enough to deliver you completely and heal you completely. But can I tell you exactly what Paul learned? That he will glorify in his weaknesses, because that's where the strength of God comes out. Amen? That's where the strength of God comes out. You know, when I was in my counseling program, one of the things I remember my professor said, and it never stuck with me, it's that there are plenty of counseling methodologies that aren't biblical, that aren't Christian, that will bring healing to somebody. There are plenty of them. But the goal is not for somebody to get over the issue. The goal is for Jesus Christ to be glorified. The goal is for that person to understand and experience the presence of Jesus and to live in that. Do you understand that's what it's about, friends? Do you understand that that's what it's about? There are people who have problems who go and they get it delivered. They get the insight. They look around and figure out what's going on. Someone helps them, but they don't have Jesus, and they fall into some other thing. They fall into some other thing, and they miss out on the true peace, the true joy, the life, which is Jesus Christ. You've got to see him. He corrects your thinking. He corrected the thinking of this psalmist thousands of years ago, and he's alive to correct your thinking this very instant. This very moment, and every single moment for eternity, he gives clarity. He is light. He truly is the light of the world. Will you believe on him? Will you trust in him? Will you worship him? Will you fix your eyes on him? Will you put down your stuff? Will you put down your fears? Will you put down your sins? Just put them down and worship the Lord. Forget about your lack of emotional connection. Forget about what you haven't been doing since you've been a believer. Forget about what sin you've been involved in. Just worship Jesus and allow him to live in you. Manifest his presence in you. Work his power in you. And you don't have anything to do about it. Don't be focused on fruit. Be focused on the fruit bearer. Excuse me. Be focused on the vine, and we will bear the fruit. We're fruit bearers. We're fruit bearers. I definitely want to get that straight. Don't focus on the fruit. Focus on abiding in the vine. Jesus Christ says, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. Branches don't concern themselves with fruit. Branches concern themselves with keeping attached to the vine. Whether they bear fruit or not, how much fruit they bear doesn't matter. All they care about is not getting ripped out of the vine. Are you connected to the vine? Are you connected to the vine right now? I encourage you, worship Jesus Christ. Worship Jesus Christ. Give him glory. Enter into his sanctuary. See him clearly. That will be your peace. And then you'll have this testimony. When you're in the presence of Jesus Christ, you'll start to say, who do I want except Jesus Christ? You're all I want in heaven. You're all I want in earth. It doesn't matter if my strength or my flesh, if my bones, if everything fails me, as long as I've got Jesus, I'm okay. I'm okay. That will be your testimony, friends. It doesn't matter whether I'm abounding. It doesn't matter whether I'm poor. It doesn't matter whether I'm hungry, whether I'm filled, whether I have shelter, whether I don't have shelter. I'm content in all things because of Jesus Christ. You're going to sound just like Paul in Philippians chapter 4 if you just get in on the presence of Jesus. It's refreshing. It says here, but I'm in the very presence of Jesus. Oh, how refreshing it is. Friends, it's refreshing to be in His presence. It's refreshing. It's refreshing to be in His presence. Don't you understand? That's how they're missing out. That's how people who are living their life apart from God, they're missing out on the abundant life. And incidentally, they're going to miss out on eternal life. This is the only heaven they're going to get. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is the only heaven that you will ever experience. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're walking in the Lord Jesus, He's manifesting Himself to you, first of all, you're going to be you're literally going to be in the abundant life. You really will be. But guess what? This life right here on earth, this is going to be the closest thing to hell that you will ever get. This will be the only hell you ever get. The only hell. And if He's really abiding in you, you'll still feel like you're living in heaven because He's with you. His presence is there. You feel what I'm saying, friends? But people who are getting the good right now, that's as good as it's going to get for them. But praise be to God, the person who's in the middle of a trial, who's in the middle of suffering, who's in the middle of grief, and they raise up their hands and give thanks to God, and they're filled with the joy of Jesus. I'd rather be that person than someone who's just joyful because of the world's material goods that pass away in a moment's notice. They're happy because of a reputation that can get damaged in a second. They're happy because of a circumstance that can go away like that. I'd rather be the person in the midst of brokenness and experiencing the joy of Jesus. Better is a little with the Lord than great treasure and great treasure without Him. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. So I pray that you will just not undervalue the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, how you can get in on that every day, and He really will refresh you. Because all day long, we have our sinful nature that will make us produce sinful thoughts like that. Why am I even here? Why am I even trying to live this way? I'm angry. I'm upset. This just happened, and I'm ticked off by it. That's what happens when our flesh starts to catch up with us, but He refreshes us with His presence. And guess what? You carry the living Messiah in you. If you've been born again, you are a walking, talking Ark of the Covenant, bearing the presence of the eternal God. You are the temple of the Creator who can't even fit in space. He can't even fit in space, and He lives in you. That's who you carry. The Holy of Holies, Jesus Christ, lives in you, and you can be refreshed by Him all day. All you got to do is ask Him. All you got to do is ask Him to fill you up to the brim. Just like it says in Psalm 22, my cup overflows. My cup overflows. So, I pray that you would get in on the presence of God, and that after it all, you know what you'll do? You'll go tell everyone about it. You'll go tell everyone about it. After you get in on the presence of Jesus, you'll go run right to telling everyone about it. You won't be able to hold it in. You've got to let it go. You've got to let people hear about it. People've got to know about the goodness of Jesus Christ. I pray that you'll get filled up with Him and you'll just blab Him out and your life will live Him out. Because that is what it's all about, friends. Lord Jesus, I love You so much. You are my life, Lord. What would I do without You, Lord Jesus Christ? What would I do? I would just, if Your love wasn't here, I would melt away in my own wickedness. But Lord, because of You in me, because of You in the person listening, if they've believed in the gospel, We are perfected. We are complete. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We shall not lack. We are being led by you. You will make us to lie down in green pastures. You will lead us beside still waters, Jesus. We rejoice in you. We worship you. Praise you. Amen.